Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council, right here on Sports Byline.
The Filipino Flash stole the show with how far as the weekend boxing results were concerned. No doubt about that. Capturing the WBC Bantamweight Championship, defeating a undefeated champion in four rounds last night. So the fighter of the month, without a doubt, as far as I'm concerned, is Nonito Donaire. So now we take it south of the border and bring in the WBC president, and I'll get this right, Mauricio Sulaiman. How are you today, sir?
Hello, Pedro. How are you? I'm so happy to be again in Ring Talk with you. You're a dear friend. Thank you for remembering my father. I love to see when and hear when you say Jose Mauricio.
Yeah, I know. And you know what? And we write it down. See, that's what's it. We write it down so we don't gaff here, and I still gaff when I write it down. So what I'm trying to tell you is it's involuntary. Anyway, speaking of voluntary, let's talk about the fights last night. Of course, the WBC Bantamweight Championship on the line. Obali coming in undefeated, 17-0. Of course, some come to us from France. And the Filipino Flash, a 3-1 underdog. Wow, what can I say? Fighter of the month.
It was a sensational performance. He becomes the oldest to ever conquer the bantamweight champion at 38. Mm-hmm. And Ubali was a tough champion. He won the first two rounds, the first three rounds in most scorecards, and it was just a tough when Donaire landed, he hurt him, and he's a great finisher. So it was a formidable performance by a legendary Hall of Fame champion.
He's a shark. When he smells blood, he goes for it.
Absolutely. He knew it, and he didn't let go, and he just stepped on the accelerator and knocked him out.
Wow. And so 38 years.
Do you see the beautiful action after the fight? Instead of celebrating his victory, he goes and kneels down and makes sure that his opponent is not hurt. That is what boxing is all about. That was so beautiful.
Mauricio Sulaiman is our guest, president of the World Boxing Council. Much like Oscar Valdez was with Miguel Berchelt about a month and a half ago.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened. He just went and knelt down, and they praised each other. And because they pray before they go into the ring for them and their opponent to make it okay after the fight. Boxers are honorable. It's the most beautiful sport because after a tremendous action-packed fight, they go to the center of the ring and they hug each other and recognize. So it's more honorable than anyone could think.
You know, I had bad blood in a lot of fights. I did. I was quite vocal and things like that, and I would tend to get under people's skin. That was part of my makeup. But when it was over with, win or lose, I remember in the center of the ring, I would just like, well, hey, man, it's over, you know. And we'd hug each other and this and that. And some people don't get that, but if you're a boxer, you get it. If you're not a boxer, you don't get it because you just watch these two guys trying to behead each other for a certain amount of rounds, and then they are hugging one another.
Yes, it's a unique sport. It's a unique what happens inside the ring, and there's so much stress, the preparation, the sacrifice that every fighter has to go through to do one fight. It's so much that nobody can understand it unless they have gone through that.
Okay. Let's talk about Devin Haney last night. Devin Haney, of course, defending the WBC lightweight title against a formidable challenger and Mr. Jorge Linares, who some people had written off, myself probably included beforehand, but it was a close fight, 115-113. One judge had it 7-5 in rounds. The other two judges had it 8-4 in rounds. Wow. What can I say? Mr. Linares showed up, and he did more than I think some people thought. They thought that Mr. Haney was going to have a walk for 12 rounds.
Well, it was a great test because also many people didn't know if Haney was at the level that he's supposed to be, mm-hmm. to be the WBC world champion. And I was so proud to see him perform. He took the fight to Linares. He didn't run away as people expected. He didn't fight a defensive fight. Mm-hmm. And he completely dominated. He got hurt, and then he had the ability to stay and win the fight. So it was a great test, great challenge. Linares was sensational. He's a Hall of Famer also. And it was just a highly entertaining fight. But my words are that I'm very proud of our champion, Devin Haney, and he's for real.
Devin Haney seems to be, he seems to think more than, how can I put this? When he's doing these interviews, you can watch him. He's really thinking. He's the most careful guy speaking when it comes to post-fight interviews. He's almost guarded. Is that just me looking at him, or, you know, I think he's quite reserved still.
Well, he's a very nice kid. He lives for boxing. I met him when he was an amateur fighter, and we have been very close to him for many, many years. And I'm very proud for what he has accomplished. And I like he's young, so he's confused. There's so many things, so many additional difficulties that current athletes and celebrities have to face with social media. So I like the way he's positioning himself and now proving in the ring against Linares that puts him in a different perspective, and he has a bright future.
No doubt about that. Now 26-0, of course, the kid originally born in San Francisco, now making his living in Las Vegas, Nevada, WBC lightweight title holder. Now on the flip side, what's going on with Ryan Garcia?
Well, he's in the process of recovery. He's attending his personal issues, and he will have the absolute full support from the WBC.
Okay, so do we have any decisions as to whether and when he's going to return? Do we have a return date on him yet? Oh, no, we dropped Mauricio. Anyway, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it, your inside look into the world of boxing, MMA, of course. Come to us live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. We'll try to reconnect with Mauricio Sulaimán, the WBC president, of course, coming to us from south of the border. Mexico City, that's what he calls home. We'll get back to him in just a minute. Anyway.